The Middle East conflict is one of many challenges that will face the Bush administration in a second term. Another one is Iran. U.S. officials believe that Iran is just a few years away from obtaining a nuclear weapon. There's growing concern among some in Washington that diplomacy will not be enough to deal with that threat. So the Atlantic Monthly magazine arranged a mock war game to examine U.S. military options in Iran. The exercise showed how limited those options are, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Retired Air Force Colonel Sam Gardner ran the mock war game. Armed with maps and charts in a PowerPoint presentation, he laid out several options. One night of airstrikes against Revolutionary Guard units to punish Iran if it meddles in Iraq, several days of airstrikes aimed at Iran's nuclear program, or an all-out war to topple Iran's clerical regime, a plan Gardner says he based on pre-Iraq war presentations by Tommy Franks, the former head of Central Command.
Here's the plan. What you're seeing is, not unlike General Franks did, you're seeing the development of our thinking as it goes. The idea is special operations from Afghanistan, probably a brigade's worth of force that would come in from Azerbaijan, and then more heavy forces that would come in from Iraq.
During several hours of contentious debate, the experts, playing the roles of CIA director, the president's chief of staff, and secretary of defense, certainly agreed on one thing, that the Tampa-based Central Command needed to take its plan back to the drawing board.
Let me say, I think you need to take this back to Tampa, or someplace else I'd suggest, but we're on camera.
I would throw it into Tampa Bay and hope that the sharks eat it.
We would not give this briefing to anybody. We would put this briefing back in a can and take it back to Tampa, and we would start over again with the questions of what do we have at stake, what do the Iranians have at stake, what's really going on here, and what do we need to do about it?
Those final words of caution came from military expert Michael Mazar, who was playing the role of the defense secretary. He argued that just by starting to talk about military options, the White House closes off diplomatic options in dealing with Iran. Former Pentagon spokesman Ken Bacon, playing the role of chief of staff for the president, agreed.
It's inconceivable that we could come up with a public affairs plan that would explain this or put a bright polish on it that would bring allies along. But I think the military options have to be better thought out than these are, and I think they have to be part of a broader array of options that we give to the president.
Iraq cast a long shadow over decision-making among these experts, posing as presidential advisors. Several pointed out that the pre-war intelligence failings on Iraq would make it all the more difficult to get international support for a tough line on Iran. Former Weapons Inspector David Kaye, here playing the role of CIA director, joked about the legacy of George Tenet, who famously claimed that the pre-war Iraq intelligence was a slam-dunk case.
CIA directors don't discuss basketball any longer. But as you consider other options, let me tell you what we can't tell you. We do not have insights into the internal dynamics of the Iranian political system that are fine-grained enough to tell you that one approach as opposed to another approach is likely to shift the debate, internal debate, one or the other. We quite frankly don't have that even for governments that are more transparent than the Iranian one.
David Kaye also raised concerns about U.S. intelligence on Iran's nuclear facilities, saying the clandestine nature of the program will make it difficult to penetrate and to target in any potential military operation. But the American Enterprise Institute's Ruel Marcurecht insisted Iran responds to the threat of force, and he wanted to keep the threat of a strike on Iran's nuclear program on the table.
Now, I would argue that that military option isn't one of elimination. You are not going to eliminate. You do not eliminate the spread of weaponry. It hasn't happened since the bow and arrow. But you can delay it.
The U.S. also needs to beef up intelligence gathering in Iran, Gurek said, suggesting the U.S. military, special forces for the job. The Brookings Institution's Ken Pollack fired back that American personnel would risk being taken hostage. Pollack, who supported the war in Iraq, was adamantly opposed to military options in Iran.
Iran, while at this moment is potentially one of the most pro-American, at least at the popular level countries in the region, if we set foot in that country, we should not expect that those warm feelings toward Americans to last for more than a nanosecond. Iran is a country that has three times the population of Iraq, four times the land area, and five times the problems.
And he presented the Atlantic Monthly's mock war games with an even deeper question. Is all this talk of military options necessary? He said perhaps the U.S. will have to learn to live with a nuclear-armed Iran. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
You can find photos and a slideshow used in the Atlantic Monthly's war game at npr.org.